Okay. All right. Welcome to the Lumen Scholar Institute Board of Trustees meeting for August 7th, 2023. It is now 4:01 p.m. and we will go ahead and we will get started with our meeting. Remember, we are going to go ahead and we're going to turn off our screens and we're going to mute everyone except for Nancy, who is going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Nancy, if you can go ahead and do that.
Sorry to interrupt, Karen. Can we do a quick roll call, please?
Oh, let's do that. I knew I was forgetting something. We're moving too fast. Let's do a roll call vote. I think we have Don Binky in attendance. We have Crystal Taylor and Jonathan Seal. And then we'll go ahead and do a roll call vote for those who are present on the board. And I will go ahead and I will start with Nancy Willison.
Here.
Amber is not in attendance, but Rachel?
Here.
Thank you, Rachel. Nicole De La Vega?
Here.
Okay, and Nick, and let's see. Who did I miss? Myself. And my name is Karen Aston, and I'm also here. Does it look like I did that right, Crystal? We got everybody that's on the screen. Okay, great. Let's go ahead and let's move on to the Pledge of Allegiance now then.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate that. All right. Now is the time where we can have someone in the public make a comment.
No public in attendance.
Thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate that. All right, then we have a consent calendar. And first off, I am wondering if the board members have had a chance to look at last month's minutes, or if we need to go ahead and table this and wait until next week's meeting when we have more time to look at things. Can you guys either shake your head or nod it if you've had a chance to look at that? Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and can we table that one, Crystal? Because this is something that was last minute. Sometimes it's difficult for us to go through and read all of that stuff.
Absolutely. I will bring that back to next meeting.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So the reason why we are here is for the Zoom invoice. And Jonathan, if you could explain a little bit of this, and then we will go ahead and we'll...
Yep. This is our annual Zoom bill. It pays for all of the Zoom licenses for the teachers. It pays for storage of our recorded media. We have an ongoing recycling where we're using that storage and deleting it after so many days. And it also it pays for our phone, which includes the texting abilities for our teachers. So it gives them all the communication tools they need to function as teachers. It also pays for this webinar that you're in right now, the license to have this board meeting webinar, as well as one of our Zoom rooms that are still left in the building for use of bringing in other meetings and other things we use.
All right, thank you. All right, so I will go ahead and I will call for somebody to make a vote motion.
I do have one more point to point out. This is educational pricing. So this is actually cheaper than the full business license. They do give us a discount both on the phone and on the Zoom meetings.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's go ahead and call for a vote. Does somebody want?
I can do that. Can we get back to where it is?
Crystal, can you show the agenda screen for us?
I move to approve the Zoom invoice of...
And then we need to know what the date is for it.
8/7/23.
I second.
And that is Nicole De La Vega seconding it. All right, before we move to a vote, do we have any questions on this? I think most of us as board members already know that we use Zoom for a lot of what we do. Do we have any questions before we go ahead and vote?
Is there a coupon?
We've used it.
Wait, yeah, is that the standard rate of what that goes for? That's so much money.
So the majority of this is for the storage, or a big chunk of this is for the storage. But you also remember we are paying for a phone line for each of the teachers so they have the ability to contact and reach out and keep that private, separate their private cell phone separate from their work cell phone. So it's a safety issue on top of that.
Is this just for a year?
This is a 1 year, yeah.
Wow.
So this would be my question. What was the invoice last year? Is this something that happens every year?
It is, and it's roughly been the same. It fluctuates a few thousand dollars, but at this level, it looks the same to me each year.
And is this something that's in the budget, first off?
This is already in the budget, I believe.
Where this meeting is open to the public, should we have the routing number so accessible and the account number?
That's for payments for them. That's public information.
Oh, good to know.
So that is a good question. We do want to be
to know.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's call for a vote now. I don't think we have any other questions. Nobody looks like they're ready to say anything.
We do have public if you want to open it up for public comment.
All right. Do we have anybody who wants to make a public comment?
I will point out for the public that has joined us that if they are interested in making any comments, they would post it to the question and answer, and it will be related to the board. And then if there's more needed, they will allow speaking. I don't see any Q&As coming in.
All right. Okay, well, we'll wait for the length that we needed to wait, and then we'll go ahead and we'll move on and we'll go ahead and vote. Nicole.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Nicole. It's hard when we have to go from mute to present really quickly. Rachel.
Aye.
Thank you. And Nancy.
Yes.
All right. My response is also a yes, and so the motion passes. All right, and I'm seeing that that is all that is on the agenda.
I move that we adjourn.
I beat to it.
All right, well, one, we needed one to vote that we adjourn and somebody to second it, and so.
I second.
Okay. All right. Then that is done. All right. So
3 minutes longer than promised. I'm sorry.
That was partly my fault because I tried to move through something too fast. All right. Thank you, ladies. I know that you're really busy, so I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you all.
We'll see you later.